Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Miriam White, and today we are studying Yehi Chavod. It's oftentimes hard to find the proper kavanah during our recitation of Pesukei Dezimra, let alone Yehi Chavod. We are either just waking up or getting into a groove of our tefillah, planning out our day, or honestly a combination of all of that. However, Yehi Chavod is a unique and special tefillah which really requires us to have an extra amount of kavanah. It allows us to prepare for some of the more famous tefillos such as Ashrei, Yishtabach, Shema, and Shmona Esrei. However, admittedly, I must say that I don't always have such extra kavana during Yehi Chavod, and maybe some of you might feel the same way. Let's explore a little bit about what Yehi Chavod offers us and see why it is important that we properly have this kavana during such a unique and special tefillah. Yehi Chavod is what I like to call a chulent tefillah. It's not a perek of Tehillim nor a part of Tanakh, but rather many psukim taken from Tehillim and Tanakh all mixed up into one unified tefillah. If I could give a mashal, Yehi Chavod is kind of like the work of an artist, pointillism to be exact. The artist will take many colors and make many random dots. And when the observer looks closely, it seems random and seems to be something that doesn't have a bigger picture. But when the observer takes a step back, they're able to appreciate this beautiful work of art, which they had originally thought random, and appreciate the craftsmanship of the artist. Lahavdil, Yehi Chavod is just that. When we examine it, it might seem to us like random selections of psukim from Tehillim and Nach, all put together into one. We might think to ourselves, what's going on here? However, when we take a step back, we actually see a beautiful, well-crafted tefillah emerge. What is this bigger picture, this beautiful tefillah all about? So it really talks about God's glory and our hope for what the future world of Mashiach will look like. A world where every nation will recognize Hashem. A world where people will appreciate nature and God's part in it. A world where Hashem is king over all humanity. A world where we are humbled and we recognize that although we live in his world to serve him and we may have our own plans, it is God's plan that ultimately wins the day. Towards the end of this tefillah, we insert more psukim for Tehillim that suggest that although we are not in this ideal state, it is our hope for the future that God should ultimately have mercy on us and our iniquities for not being in this ideal reality yet. An additional important feature of this perek, which is important to mention, is the amount of times Hashem's name appears in this tefillah. If you count it, you will see that Hashem's name appears 19 times in just about 18 psukim. This comment is made by Rabbi Schwab on his book on prayer. There are those that suggest that this is in fact a reference to our Shmona Esrei, which comprises really 19 brachos, even though we call it the 18 brachos, as we added one later on, and that this is in fact our preparation for this tefillah. We know that much of Pesukei Dezimra is a warm-up act as we prepare for the pinnacle of tefillah, our Amidah. As a concluding thought on these two ideas of Yehi Chavod, I'd like to offer a little bit of a drash. It is quite unique in this tefillah that we mention Hashem's name 19 times, for the only other time we'll do that is when we stand before Hashem in our Amidah. And so I'd like to think that this tefillah gives us a proper mindset of how we should conduct our day once we conclude tefillah. Really, as soon as we're done davening, we are all going to be launched into our very busy and hectic schedules, whatever they may be. We'll have many conversations and many interactions, and we'll have to reflect on all of those and say to ourselves, how many of those conversations did I mention Hashem's name? Did I give credit to Hashem for my accomplishments today? Did I succeed in making a Kiddush Hashem with whomever I spoke with? I tend to think of Yosef HaTzadik as the perfect role model for this. No matter where he was, God was constantly on his lips. He could be in Potiphar's house, sitting in jail, or standing before Paro. In all his conversations, he ultimately gives credit to his ultimate creator, the Ribono Shel Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. His listeners were able to appreciate this and recognize that he was a man of God and represented God. When we say Hashem's name 19 times in this tefillah, We have to allow this to penetrate our hearts and affect us. It has to make us into different people when we walk out of our davening. We need to become people that recognize that we need to have God on our lips. We should be proud to spread His name in the world. We have to show people the bigger picture. We have to be able to show credit into our accomplishments, giving that credit to Hashem. It is this that I think is why Yehi Chavod's bigger picture is talking about the times of Mashiach. If we do our part in making a Kiddush Hashem in our lives, then those around us will for sure know of Hashem and His kingdom. It's when we live these kind of lives that the whole world will be inspired to join us in living a godly existence. It's my hope and my prayer that we take this tefillah to heart and that we say the name of Hashem with love and devotion, thereby preparing us for the ultimate redemption. Thank you for learning together. And just to conclude, this series has been dedicated to Ilui Nishmat, Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Edel by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families. Thank you.